After a hectic schedule of Easter ceremonies, Pope Benedict XVI recited the Regina Caeli on Monday from the tranquillity of the papal residence at Castel Gandolfo in the Roman hills, where he will spend the week recuperating. The Holy Father spoke about the glorious resurrection of the Lord, saying that the light of the risen Christ had added significance on this Easter Monday because it is the annual day of prayer and fasting, although with a smile he said perhaps not fasting today, commemorating those missionary martyrs, bishops, priests, religious men and women and the laity who died in the service of others.
L'annuale giornata di preghiera e di digiuno per i missionari martiri che ricorre proprio oggi 24 marzo. Ricordare e pregare, forse oggi non digiunare, ma pregare.
Pope Benedict said, "We remember the long list of these men and women who died in 2007 while giving of themselves in missionary service. It is," he continued, "a stimulus for every one of us who testify in a more courageous way our faith and our hope in Jesus, who on the cross was victorious over hatred and violence with the omnipotence of his love." The Pope also reflected on how, after the days of Lent, the tones of the Alleluia, praise the Lord, ring out once more. This Easter period, he said, is an invitation to praise God with open mouths and open hearts. The Holy Father continued by saying that this Alleluia resounded from the hearts of the disciples of Jesus on that Easter morning in Jerusalem. "It seems as if," said the Pope, "their shouting can almost be heard, like Mary Magdalene, who first saw the risen Lord in the garden near Calvary, or the cries of the women who met Jesus while running to tell the disciples the tomb was empty." "We can almost hear too," said Pope Benedict, "the voices of the two disciples who encountered the Lord on the road to Emmaus."
Ricorre oggi anche la giornata mondiale per la lotta contro la tubercolosi.
After the Regina Caeli, the Pope noted another event which is marked annually on March 24th, World Tuberculosis Day. The Holy Father said he was especially near to the sick and to their families and hoped that with increased commitment on a global level, this scourge could be eradicated. Easter Sunday had seen a rain-soaked and thunder-stricken St. Peter's Square, but even Castel Gandolfo on this Easter Monday did not escape the drizzling rain as pilgrims huddled under the protection of umbrellas, listening to the Pope as he greeted them in a number of languages, including English.
To the English-speaking pilgrims gathered for today's Regina Caeli, I offer greetings of Easter joy. Christ has conquered the world. His victory over sin and death fills our hearts with burning hope. As we celebrate the Paschal Feast, let us radiate his peace, grace and love in all we say and do. Happy Easter!
The Holy Father concluded his address with a warm greeting to all the officials and residents of Castel Gandolfo, whom he thanked for their continuous hospitality.